check in and chill out.
Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This is your Thunder Country weather update for all of southern Iowa. On this Saturday, we'll have sunny skies. Your afternoon high around a cool 69 degrees. Sunday's high around 75. As we get into next week, we'll start to see warmer temperatures. Monday and Tuesday, your daytime high around 83 under sunny skies. 86 for your Wednesday high, and Thursday looks just like Wednesday.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look, doll. This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Yes, indeed, we have crash landed, and Jacob, I'm looping back in, little buddy, if you can help me with that. Welcome back in, back into the Coach's Corner, crash landing here at Hardee's this morning, getting our Saturday morning started right. This is a big Saturday, Shane Holmes. It is Cy-Hawks Saturday. And why did they put the Cy before the Hawks? I don't even understand that one.
I never understood that either, but you know, it's a Saturday I always circle every year, and one of the most important weekends for Hawkeye or Cyclone fans, so I'm really excited.
2:30 kickoff, a 12:30 pregame show that you'll catch right here, home of the Cyclones, and things work well here this morning. Shane, we're going to talk some Hawks and Cyclones. I'm going to have Dan Stocker join us. You know, he is Albia's notorious Cyclone fan, and I know you are a big Hawkeye fan. Of course, you're all in your Hawkeye gear this morning.
Yeah, I got my gear on, so I'm ready. We're going to head out to the lake after this and get ready to do some tailgating.
All right. Well, the Hy-Vee tailgate, congratulations, Jeff Unger, last night. Won a bag. 8 pounds of butt. Pork butt that he's going to be able to make into. We just need to stop out there. And by the way, he knows how to make a fire. So after the Hawk game, we can go celebrate. Either way, we're going to celebrate. And I'm sure Jeff will host us.
Yeah, that on. Or just stop by and, you know. Sometimes it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
That's a very good point. All right, your Hawks and Cyclones today. Shane's going to break down why the Cyclones are going to win. And then I'm going to have Dan, who's up at Kinnick right now. He's out tailgating, so he's getting a head start on me. I'm going to be coming up there in a few minutes and seeing Dan. But we're going to break down why he thinks the Hawks are going to win today. So you guys have a few moments to do that. Bill Sills may join us here as well from CycloneReport.com, break down today's ballgame. But we got coaches lined up. Coach Missy Dustin's going to join us. We got Coach Todd Ratliff's going to run by. Coach Huber's here. And we got some guys that are going to feast this morning after a big night of football. They're getting their filled. Shane, looks like some platters over there. Some biscuit and gravy. Looks like Kasen Baker, touchdown maker, extra point eraser, and now a biscuit gravy. Well, he's got the platter. He's going all out.
He worked hard last night. He needs a platter.
Yeah, he's getting the whole platter. All right. We're going to have Coach Dustin stop over here in a second. But I want to relive a big game last night. Jason Stewart covering the Sheraton EBF game. It's going to set us up for a big week this week. Jason Stewart breaking down last night's football game. Sheraton coming back.
The Sheraton Chargers welcomed the EBF Rockets to Reynolds Field on Friday night, and it was Sheraton coming away with a 51-12 victory over the Rockets and evening their record at 1-1 on the season. Brock Oxenrider scored 5 touchdowns for the Sheraton Chargers tonight, 3 on the ground, one in the air and one on a kick return, 90 yards, return for a touchdown. Cameron Gibson intercepted the ball twice for the Sheraton Chargers and had one receiving touchdown as Sheraton Chargers come away with a 51-12 victory tonight over the EBF Rockets. It sets up a big showdown against the rivals to the east, the Albia Blue Demons, next week. Albia will come in with a 2-0 record, Sheraton at 1-1, and as Coach Meiser said after the ball game, you can pretty much throw the records out in this rivalry game. Catch all the action on Sheraton.tv next week as the Sheraton Chargers travel to take on the Albia Blue Demons on Thunder Country KIIC.
51-12, that final score. Shane, a big bounce back win and a good win there for Coach Smizer, and that's going to set up a big showdown next week.
Yeah, and, you know, personally, I'm just glad they won because I don't want to face Sheraton on a 0-2 record. It's going to be a big weekend for both of us, and it's great to see Sheraton bounce back after a tough loss.
All right, before we get to Coach Dustin here, we'll talk some volleyball. Let's run down that Friday Night Lights big board, take a look at some other games. How about Sigourney Kyoto? Man, they have a huge, very difficult schedule to come out of the gate. They want to play the best. Matter of fact, no one put them on their schedule, so the best is always going to play the best because nobody wants to play Sigourney Kyoto. Bounce back, a big win going on the road against Mediapolis.
Yeah, that's a really big win for a young Sigourney team that lost some key players from last year. And to go to Mediapolis and get a big win against a ranked team, that's huge.
Impressive.
For Sigourney. 23-7, Sigourney over Mediapolis.
We're down the other scores from football Friday night.
Yeah, some of the other scores were an 80-8 win for Montezuma over Moravia. Knoxville takes a 58-7 victory over Clark, and then Linville Sully in a hard-fought game wins over North Mahaska. Grinnell, a big win over Bondurant, 17-14. Also, as we mentioned before, Sheraton 51, EBF 12. Davis County gets a big win. They start the season 2-0. Davis County over Centerville, 56-33. Oskaloosa with a bounce-back win over Des Moines Hoover, 33-20. And then, of course, Thursday night, Ottumwa, 50 over Des Moines Roosevelt, 28.
Yeah, a good win. Ottumwa 2-0, and I really like the North Mahaska Warhawks. I think they're a really good football team. Linville Sully, a really good football team, and that was a tight ball game all the way. And so I'm looking forward to watching the Warhawks throughout the season. Of course, we bring you all of that on ThunderCountry.tv. All right, let's move from football to volleyball. And, Coach, can you hear me okay? She can't hear me. You know why, Shane? Because she's got the headsets on from last night, and I've got to change the headset outputs so that she can hear all of the broadcast. And the reason she can't hear is because she can hear me now, I think. Can you hear me now, Coach? Nope. So you're just going to take your headset off and listen to me. Don't worry. I'm trying to figure out the technology here, and I don't know what I'm doing. All right. Hey, Coach. Run down your first week.
So, had a pretty good first week. We had our home tournament. We had.
Oh, we got to turn the mic on too. We've got all. Here you go. Now you're green.
Are we on now?
You're on now. All right, JJ. Thanks, Coach.
So, first week we had a big home tournament. Ended up second in that. Lost to Mount Pleasant. North Mahaska. Went three sets with them, so had a good first week. We'd changed the lineup there their Thursday before that, so kind of run that. Girls are doing real well with that. Come out, we played a five set against Knoxville, our first conference match. Ended up losing in five, unfortunately. A couple of those were pretty close. You know, we didn't lose by much on that. And then went down to Mount Pleasant on Thursday, had a four set match down there. Each one of those matches were won by two.
Wow.
So lost first one. I think we lost the first one by three, and then won each of the others by two. So pretty tight matches there. So kids are playing some tough volleyball here to begin with. So today we got our JV at home. They're at a home tournament. It's the first time we've ever had that. So they're over there. Started at 9 o'clock.
How did you get over here? Last year you were the one man show.
I got two assistants this year. So that's kind of nice.
Oh, you're allowed to breathe.
It's nice. Yeah. I'm like they can handle it for a little bit while I take off and do this.
Shane, I can't imagine a one man broadcast booth. You know, there was times I had to run out of the booth because the men's room was calling. I don't know how you do it as a coach with three teams.
Right. It was crazy. Yeah, I finally would be like between the varsity. I'd be going, hey, I got to use the restroom. Like, you guys got to give me a couple minutes. Stall. Do something. I don't care. But well, no, we've started out well this year.
Yeah, a good start going five sets. Knoxville, that was a really difficult night, a challenging night. But you like that because, you know, your team's competing.
Yep, very, very happy with kind of where we're at. Of course, you know, we got a few things we got to improve on. Our serving still is lacking a little bit. But passing the ball wise, a lot better than what we've ever started. Hitting wise, we've got the hitters in place. We just got to be a little bit more aggressive. So I kind of call that playing not to lose.
Yeah.
And we don't want to play not to lose. We want to play to win. So we want those aggressive swings, you know, those tied games or you're going for game point. We don't want to play not to lose. We don't want to just give them the ball. We want to make sure that we're swinging to get the point. And so that's kind of a little bit different concept, I think, for some of them, you know, to begin with. They don't want to make mistakes. So we're getting more confident in that area where, you know, they're seeing, hey, I can swing. I can actually make the point. So, you know, that's just a confidence issue. And I we're getting there. Our blocks are getting there. You know, we got a tall team.
Yeah,
so,
you do. I mean, that's you're.
We struggled a little bit with Mount Pleasant because they actually used our blocks against us a little bit, and we were a little lazy on picking it up off the block. So, you know, we're going to hit that hard next week and kind of take care of that issue. So, you know, you see those issues as it goes. You know, the season goes on, what we need to work on, but it's a great start for him.
Well, Shane, in honor of the libero, wore his special shirt today.
Got his white shirt on and he got his black. We're going to call him libero.
Libero Holmes over here, he's like, Jason, I know nothing about volleyball.
Right, yeah. And back to the shirt, I walked out of the house. My wife's like, you're wearing that on TV today? I go, no, there won't be any cameras today, so don't worry. I won't embarrass
you. I love the shirt. We love the libero, but, you know, that's kind of where things start.
Yeah, those passings. You guys kind of talking about not knowing a volleyball. I actually, Mount Pleasant used softball analogy. I'm like, we're missing so many serves, and we just can't do that. And so we're going for that ace, and we want that tough serve. And I'm so, what do you guys do in softball? You know, we're trying to relate.
Yeah.
So you pitch the ball across the plate. You just get the ball in. So let's just serve the ball in. And then softball, you let your defense, you know, do the infield, outfield, do their job. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to serve the ball in, get it across the plate. And we're going to play our offense and our defense, let them take care of their job and do it. You know, not go for that ace serve every time. And that's seemed to work. That analogy seemed to work relating it to something else. So yeah. You can always relate it if you don't understand to something else. So
all right.
That's what we did in the huddle the other day.
Yeah, you just got to do whatever it takes to get there, right?
Right.
So what's the week ahead look like?
We go to Osceola, so we had a couple long trips here. We don't play a lot away in our matches, so we played there at Mount Pleasant. You know, that's a long trip, and we turn around Tuesday, we go to Osceola. So, again, that's a long trip for everyone to play at. And then next Saturday we play Sheraton Tournament, JV, and varsity will both be at Sheraton next week. So,
well, you're pretty busy on Saturday, so I got you this one Saturday, and then
crazy.
So we'll.
I think there's only one other Saturday, and I actually think that's homecoming that we don't play. You know, other than that, we're playing. We're on the road, which. That's good.
Well, you're very busy, Coach. Good news, you got a little help this year, and because you are the one man show.
Yep, it's been great. You know, hopefully we've got things going forward for, you know, years to come, and we keep those coaches for a little while. So hopefully that works to our advantage.
Well, Coach, thanks for stopping by. Go enjoy your JV tournament, and we'll be talking with you probably in a pre-recorded interview for next Saturday,
because
you're busy on a Saturday.
Yeah, get to go match up with Abby.
All right. Well, yeah, that's right. We'll have a showdown. All right. That's Coach Missy Dustin, head coach of the Lady D volleyball team. A quick timeout. We'll come back, and we'll see if we can catch Coach Todd Ratliff. Get that quick, Shane, because he is fast. All right, quick timeout. You're coming back into your locker room show. Your locker room. I forgot where I'm at this morning, Shane. We're still we're coming out of the locker room. It seems like we just left the locker room.
Yeah, we just left the locker room to get in another one.
The Fast Hour, all the radio. Coach Corner will return after this timeout.
Since 1916, a lot of independent agents have recommended auto owners insurance. And a lot of parents have taken that recommendation to heart. So have a lot of their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. As we celebrate our first 100 years, Auto Owners Insurance thanks all those who have put their trust in us and all the generations who will.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Capella Regional Health Center is hiring nurses to join our growing perioperative surgery department. Multi-specialty areas include robotics, urology, ENT, orthopedics, and more. We offer competitive wages, great benefits, and sign-on bonuses. Grow your career with tuition assistance and on-the-job training. Join our fantastic team and be part of something different, providing healthcare and healing services with Christian compassion. Apply online at pellahealth.org/careers.
Looking for a bank account that works as hard as you do? With Sensible Checking from Bank Iowa, whatever you are spending your money on, we'll pay you for. At 10 cents cash back for each qualifying debit card purchase, you will earn cash back of $1 for every 10 qualifying debit card transactions. You'll also enjoy free online banking, bill pay, and a free debit card. And with no monthly service charge, you can swipe your heart out. Spend money, make money. Learn more at bankiowa.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Community First Credit Union, you can get $1,000 off closing costs when you get a new mortgage loan with us. A savings like that can really make a difference for you. Plus, we offer great rates and local lenders you can trust. Get details online at c1stcu.com/home and apply today using our CFirst mortgage app or stop by any of our locations. Subject to credit approval and program qualifications, some restrictions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Ah, I don't know, Shane. Is that groove Big Energy or is that Mariah's version? I have no idea.
Big Energy.
Yeah. Big Energy. Speaking of Big Energy. Look at that.
Wow, when you said he was running in, No.
Everything with Coach is literal. Good luck with those headsets, Coach. You're just going to have to listen because I have got everything rewired. Hey, the very sweaty and high energy. We were just playing Big Energy getting in here, and I wasn't sure if that was Mariah's version, you know, but the good news is we've got Albie's cross-country version of Coach Todd Ratliff because he went cross-country here. Good thing you have a fast car, Coach.
Yeah, you know, it's always a trap when one of your cross-country kids named McKenna Montgomery or Dylan Reno or Brendan Lehart, Guy Sample, say, hey, Coach, you want to go for a quick run Saturday morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all right with a quick run. I'm all right with 8 miles, but a quick 8 miles, is, boy, that's lost my zeal somewhere. But no, they were gracious, and they waited up for me today, and I sure appreciated that. And it is good to spend the morning with them. And, you know, we don't say a whole lot, but... we talk a bunch.
8 miles, you earned yourself some biscuit and gravy. That's what I love. See, you know, people don't realize. I love, my mouth runs much faster than my legs, right? But, and so in order to let my mouth really run, I've got to run with my legs. And my legs allow my mouth to do what I really like to do with them, is not talking as much as I like eating.
I hear you, brother. That's what I do, too. I love food, so... Kim always says, hey, if you just eat a little less, you don't have to run as much. I'm like, all right, I'll just keep running.
I'm with you. Hey, run through the week for us.
Oh, man, we had a spectacular week. Good week of practice. You know, we're 37 kids on that varsity team, another 15, 16 junior high kids running with us. So we've got a big group. And so there's always somebody to run with for everybody, whether it's in practice or at the meets. But we went down to my hometown, and, you know, I love going down to Corden because they have a 19-team meet. It's not a small meet. And we're fortunate that we have a meet before we go there, so we get a little bit of rust off. But, boy, we really, really did a nice job on the course. The guys' team, we'll just talk about them. We know that Osceola is a much improved team. They're in the third year with their new coach, and they've got a former collegiate athlete that's helping coach over there. And so they have 27 kids on their guys' team, and they're pretty solid. But we were able to finish in front of them, and then there's a Martinsdale St. Mary's team that's really good as well on the guys' side, and we're in front of them. So we're third out of 19, and, you know, I'm going to take that every day because we probably predicted fifth or sixth on our talent-wise, but the kids just stepped up. Brendan Lehart, good. I don't know what happened. He's running like he's 6 feet tall. He dropped a 17:49.
Oh, man. Wow.
And he looked smooth doing it. And, you know, right behind him was Ben Wilson, both on the medal stand again. And Guy Sample won out of the medals. Dylan Reno in the top 20 still. So when you look at that group of sophomores, you can't help but just shake your head and say, holy smokes. You know, I think a combined time cut from last year, same course, same meet, of about 8 minutes and 41 seconds between those four guys. Yeah,
I'm pausing for a second because That
shows the work they put in. Then you go back to the junior senior leader Cole Wilson, and Cole was right there for our fifth man again.
I think about his transition, man. Gosh dang it! Just take that and say, hey, you want to make a change? Follow this example.
Yeah, and then Dom Devers took off last night. I said, hey, I want you to. It's a little flatter. I want you to try to race this. You know, only his second cross country meet ever. And he went out, and he was sitting in the front, but he had a plan. We talked about it. He had a plan. When somebody from the team comes to me, I'm going to try to stay with them. So he did that, and he was able to stay with Cole. So that solidifies that 5-6. Camden Lehart, Wyatt Ewell, great races from them again. And then all the way down the rung, because we compare us to us.
Right.
I'm going to take a breath. My sixth grade kid said, Coach Ratliff, when you get excited, you talk fast. They're right. but Bryson Dykes went 39 in our home meet, went 33.
Oh, wow, 41. Great.
I mean, he just decided, hey, I'm going to push myself harder.
Yep.
And that 33 is just as important as that 17:49, because you're comparing that kid to that kid. So spectacular performance, third place. Behind the Rank Sherrington team and a really good Isaac Rankin and Knoxville team. On the girls' side, it is tough. You're number 12, Central Decatur, 1A. Number 4, Martinsdale St. Mary in 1A at the meet. And looking at Martinsdale, they have a little more packed together than we are. And early in the race, it was McKenna in the lead, 2 Martinsdale St. Mary's, and then Paige Popson. And, you know, McKenna runs different than Serene. It's like compare Brock and Landon. At the end of the day, they're going to end
pretty good,
where they're going to be. So top 4, I'm like, okay, we're even through. But then I looked through, I was like, ooh, we might be in trouble today. But here's what happened. And I gave McKenna a little bit of grief about this in practice yesterday. Paige took over second place somewhere about a little after a mile. And then they didn't gain any more spots throughout the meet, right? All you can do is be 1-2. Serene gained 7 spots in the last mile, which by that time, you know, you're spread out a little bit. She just fell down. I said, hey, we're going to need some more. And, you know, the heart of a champion. She went out, went top 5, went 5th place. And then Olivia Sheffield went and caught 2 Martinsdale St. Mary's girls and an additional one. And I go through all of this for a reason. Reagan Carter went from our 7th place girl to our 5th place girl, just running above her years. Again, her first year running with us. And we ended up beating number 4 Martinsdale St. Mary by 3 points.
Yeah, as you were breaking those down, I'm seeing, you know, she hasn't moved 7 spots.
She moves, yeah.
Right?
14 points.
Yeah.
One for us and one one that we save and one against them. So you look at the back half of our race, and that's where the difference was. And, you know, the Martinsdale coach, a stellar guy, came up to me after the meet, and he's like, been coaching for 27 years, never placed 5 in the top 15 and not won a meet. And I mean, we were able to, you know, do some pretty good things. And we had, you know, Aaliyah was right there, Hood, and Sophie Heeman was right there behind Reagan, and Lily Buckingham, you know, always gives 100%. So our top 8, again, you know, there's nothing better as a coach than to see 8 people trying to work for 7 spots. Because you can't just settle.
Can't,
and I love that this group, even if there was just 7, they wouldn't. But they're not going to settle. And on the guy's side, they're not going to settle. They're gonna work each other in practice, and that's the benefit of having so many kids out. There's somebody for everybody to run with every day, and it may be different people on different days according to where we are.
They even have Coach Bill. I saw Coach Bill out with the yesterday. As I'm coming by in the morning, they were doing their morning run, and there's Coach Bill.
You know, nothing better for kids to see than that walking miracle. And
yeah, he's a miracle.
Again, that running miracle. And you know, we talked about that on Thursday night coming home from the meet. The importance that he is to the program, because he's an example of what it's like to fight through pain and to come back from battles. I mean, you know, physical battles in life. And, you know, so happy that he's on the program. Coach Atwood, you know, Coach Passett's coming in now, gives us another little flair to that. And then, of course, Coach Buckingham and all the stuff she does to keep us healthy, because let's not joke about it. If we had to
have her on staff,
our medical bills that we,
oh, my
we
gosh.
As a team,
oh, my. Yeah. Good stuff, Coach. Now, after your 8-miler, and you're going to get you some biscuit and gravy and then go turn the Hawks and Cyclones on, and I know how big of a Hawk fan you are.
Yeah, so here's my plan. I'm a pretty standard guy. We're going to go with the Frisco sandwich with ham.
Oh, yeah.
And we're probably going to drink a bunch of water, Mountain Dew. next. You know, I need to make sure I get those electrolytes back.
Yeah, caffeine's important after you've, you know, it would have been important about 6 miles in.
And then, you know, I'm going to throw a shout-out to one of my good friends, buddies, and just an amazing all-around guy, Jeff Yinger. He came out and he picked my motorcycle up about a week ago, and he took it home, and he broke the carburetor down, and he cleaned the fuel injection system, and he worked on the switch. He polished it up, made sure the rims and tires were good. And he had my bike sitting in my driveway last night when I got home.
Oh, he's a good dude. So, it was a big night for him. Do you know that he won what's in the bag last night, and he's got an 8 pounds of butt that he can make into pulled pork for you?
Hey, you know what, Coach Yinger? I'll be looking forward to when we have that. So you just let me know. Now, what a great guy. So I'm gonna spend a little time on the road today. Kim's at work, and Tyson's going to be... I'm sure he'll be doing something productive, and so we're just going to call it a day there. So, man, again, congratulations to the football team and the volleyball team. I haven't seen our dance team yet. Looking forward to that on Friday night. I know our cheerleaders are out there working their tails off. What a great time to be an Albia Blue Demon Lady D, Jason.
Good stuff, my friend, and 8 miles. Good. I got 8.25 in.
That kind of tells you everything you need to know about this program right there. Hey, Coach, let's get up Saturday morning and go for an 8-mile run,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
They were awesome. They let me sleep until 8. So usually they say, hey, how about a 7 o'clock run? And I've been like, you know, I skipped the last one or two. So.
They let him sleep until 8.
Right. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. When you're players are pushing you. That says it all.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a timeout. Come back. The Fast Hour Long Radio will continue. Coach Huber's in the on-deck circle. I got some guys that are getting their feel from a lot of pancakes last night.
Yeah, a lot of pancakes.
A lot of pancakes last night. Now they're having some biscuit and gravy. And Coach is going to get a shower after his Mountain Dew and his Frisco. Hey, we'll be right back. We'll come back to Hardee's. Coach Huber waiting to tell us all about last night and set up for the War on 34 when you come back to your Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Save big money on everything now at Menards. Create fresher, cleaner air with damp-rid products. Control the humidity in your space with a hanging bag moisture absorber. They're great for closets and laundry rooms. Grab a 3-pack on sale through September 8th. Save big on damp-rid moisture absorbers at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save big money at Menards.
There's never been a better time to get into the great outdoors. My name is Scott Edwards, owner of Plaza RV in Bondurant. For years, I have sponsored Channel 13's RV TV, and we have grown to love Thunder Country. I want to personally invite you to check out our lot of travel trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, and pickup campers. If you're in the market for a new or used RV, Plaza RV is 100% locally owned, and we pride ourselves in taking care of our customers after the sale. We can meet all of your service needs with a full showroom of accessories to meet any need for a camper. Let us try to earn your business, and remember to shop local. Shop Plaza RV in Bondurant.
Feeling the pinch of today's inflation, from groceries to electric bills and everything in between? At Sheraton Quick Lane, they're not just about quality service. They're about putting money back into your pocket with their low-price tire guarantee offer. And military and first responders get an additional $70 rebate. Buy your tires local for the same price or less than any competitor's in-store price. When every dollar counts, come to Sheraton Quick Lane for their low-price tire guarantee and get a $70 rebate going on now at Sheraton Quick Lane.
Player One, power up. Visit Catfish Bend Casino and you could enhance your power by winning a backup power source, like a Generac or Champion Generator. Or you could capture a $150 or $200 Hy-Vee gift card or $100 in free play. Earn one electronic entry for every 50 points earned with 10 times entries each Monday and Tuesday. Drawings at 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Saturdays in September. See player services for details. Come on out and play and live lucky at Catfish Bend Casino inside the Fun City Resort. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Bringing a new life into the world is a beautiful journey. At Wayne County Hospital, we walk that journey with you. From prenatal visits to delivery and postpartum recovery, we're here for you every step of the way. Our dedicated team of providers ensures you are in safe hands. We offer personalized care, comfortable birthing suites, and a caring environment for you and your baby. Call 641-872-2063 or visit welcomemybaby.com to learn more. Wayne County Hospital, your birth, our passion.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Yeah. Welcome back into the Coach's Corner, fastest hour on all radio. We're blowing right by here, Cy-Hawk weekend. I still do not know why they call it the Cy-Hawk. Hawk Cy, I mean, you know, I don't know. But we do know that Coach Justin Huber, surrounded by an outstanding demon senior class. Coach, last night, once again, this defense bend but don't break and then make some plays, stood the challenge. I think 6 points in 8 quarters, pretty good defense.
Yeah, it is. You know, that's just the commitment to our kids that have worked hard this year. They don't really care. Good things are going to happen to them, but if their backs are against the wall, they're going to keep fighting, and it doesn't really matter to them. They don't get worked up about it, and that's what you need out of your players.
I kind of thought that goal line stance just kind of says it all about your defense. You know, they need 1 yard to get it, but you guys stop them right there on the line on the scrimmage, and that was just a great play for the night.
Well, right, especially when you can rise to the occasion like that. You know you can trust your kids in those situations. You don't have to worry that, oh, crap, they're going to score. You know, we trust our kids, and getting to see them do that live, you know, that makes it special, and you know you can do some extra stuff when you know you can trust them and just keep working and battling like that.
Coach, offense always a little behind the defense, you know, growing in the season. But I think last night you showed you got a variety of places you guys can go to for players that can make plays. A lot of weapons out there.
Right, and we're still trying to find our groove a little bit with that. You know, last week only having 24 offensive plays, and this week we went up to 40. So it is. And, you know, just trying to find our groove and stuff. But once we do it, it's a special thing. But, you know, each week you're going to improve, and that's what we're going to continue to do. But making big plays when we can, got lots of options for us with the amount of guys we have. So we can do some special things. We just got to keep improving. And like I said, our guys are committed. The kids understand what we're trying to do, and they're going to do what's best for the team.
Coach, we want to peek ahead to Sheraton, but I think before we do that, why don't we talk to some of your guys, and then I'll get your comments on Sheraton. Let's start with number five, Shane Holmes. We knew where number five was because that's where the ball was at, and Super Cooper Bradley, he was Super Cooper Bradley.
Yeah, you know, I tried to announce who's ever on the tackle, so if I can't see the number, I'm just going to say Cooper Bradley. Just, you know, it's a safe bet. But great job last night. Great sack last night. Your team had, I can't remember how many tackles it was down.
A lot.
Five sacks, so that's great. You know, you guys' defense just played amazing.
Yeah, we did good. We knew, scouted them pretty well. We knew what they were going to do most of the time, so just good part of Coach Odafer getting us ready for that game and getting ready to roll.
Seems like you guys are playing you're playing instinctive football instead of a reactive football.
Yeah, Coach Odafer stresses going, getting the ball, and not wait back for it to get to you. So he stresses be aggressor, not wait for it.
Being aggressor is Kaysen Baker, touchdown eraser. Change that. And Biscuit devour, because you put that platter down, buddy. It was tapped out.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the go-to breakfast every week, the breakfast of champions, Hardy's breakfast platter.
Well, you know, Coop's talking about going getting it. You know, I think what I saw at the very end of the ball game, man, was the defensive backs were saying, hey, throw the football. We want to see you throw the football. You guys were licking your lips, man.
Absolutely. I mean, they were down big. They had to make an adjustment, try and get back in this game. And you got to do that by throwing the ball. And we were egging them on doing that because we know that's what they're uncomfortable doing.
Yeah, they really wanted to get to the edge. I think they had no part of those big boys in the middle. And they were trying to get the edge. And they were fairly successful at times. But you guys, again, you just you bend a little, but you don't break.
Absolutely. I mean, we got multiple guys knowing the role that they have to contain the edge. We have Connor Pickrell coming up as a cornerback, being an edge player on half of these plays, getting a crap ton of tackles. I mean, that's amazing.
What is Madison doing over there? Man, the paint chips don't fall too far from the wall, because Madison's over there. All right, get that. You know, I don't even know how you follow that, because that was made for TV is what that was. Did that remind you of his dad?
Maybe a little bit. I see the resemblance there.
Yeah, a little Mikey going on. And we still don't know if it's paint or chalk. And you have no idea. Were you, when your dad was on the sidelines as our sideline reporter back in the day, did you even listen to those broadcasts?
I did not know that ever happened, though.
No. Oh, yeah. He was always trying to figure out if it was chalk or paint on the stripes. And I think he's still a little confused. But, hey, the big play for me from you was what I apologize. I did not know about you. Although I've coached you and I've seen you play. I didn't know how fast you were because, dude, you chased that guy down and did not quit. What was going on there?
I don't know. I got that underrated speed on me. I saw him running. I probably could have tried to make that tackle like 5-10 yards earlier, but I really want to try to get that ball out. I didn't, but yeah, it's a good little chase down.
I think the offense is feeding off the defense. What do you think?
Oh, I couldn't agree more. Defense is always so far first two games, our defense is super reliable, and we know even on offense, like no matter where we put them at, if we have to punt the ball, we're guaranteed we're going to stop them.
I think patience a big part of this is offense becomes a dance and everything timing wise, and I can see you guys started to wear on that the big boys up front started to really wear on, and then your powerful running at the end kind of put that little icing on the cake.
Oh yeah, and that's the good thing about our team. I feel like we're pretty well conditioned. We got a lot of dudes, so we can just put it on dudes and keep doing it entire game. By the third, fourth quarter, guys are tired, and that's when we can capitalize on offense.
Well, let's talk to some of the dudes. One of those dudes, Nathan Ballard, buddy. I really like the progression you guys are making at the line of scrimmage.
We've been working all year, and we're emphasizing using our hands more this year, and just getting into people, and not letting go, and just keep driving.
For the backs, it's about running hard, the receiver about running hard, but it's about timing to, because those holes have to develop at the same time the running back's coming through. That's a dance that the line has to get put down, and it's not an easy dance to dance.
No, it's not, but, we've been working, like I said, all year on just doing our job and getting into people and just working as a team in communication.
Jesse McMillan, big Jesse McMillan. Shane, we had the shadow maker on the sidelines, and I think we have the formal eclipse on the field.
Yeah, when Jackson's impressed, there's something good. We can't always see the best up in the stands, but somebody just got knocked down like pancaked, and that was Jesse McMillan last night.
Yeah, and that was the disappearing act. There's a lot of magicians that can't make people disappear better than you did that running back. But you found something here this year. Your senior year, something's clicked. You've come to life, man.
Yeah, I've put a lot of work in the off season, and I want to play this year. I want to show what I can do. I want to show how I can help.
Well, right now, 14 senior brothers. It kind of helps because you guys got share the same vision.
Yeah, we all share the same vision. We all want to win. Everybody wants to put in the work, and everybody, wants to win and dominate.
Well, domination was what that defense was doing. Ty, big play for you last night, wide open. I call him Ty. Good golly, I'm going to. He's going to hit me upside the head. All right, Mr. Pickerel, you a big play for you last night, but you made a lot of big plays.
Yeah, I told the coach, I was like, I want that play because it was open, and I scored. And I told the coach, run it every time.
No. You made the most difficult reception in football is when you're standing wide open and the ball's going to hit you right in the hands. That is so, man, that's hard.
Yeah, the whole time I was thinking, don't drop it. And then I caught it, and I was happy. We're good.
I got to tell you, what's better, being on the receiving end of those passes, or are you guys back there in that defensive backfield licking your chops to go after those opponent
throws? Scoring touchdowns and stuff, but I love playing defense and making tackles. So I have to say being on defense and stopping people and wanting them to throw the ball is better.
Well, I know a guy in the next year, Mr. Selby there. You kind of like picking those balls off, and got another one last night. And by the way, a good decision a week ago to take a knee. I don't know, man. There was a whole bunch of green grass in front of you, and I thought, this is gonna be INT into a TD.
I don't know. I thought it better go down.
Smart kid. And coach is going. He's looking at me like, Summer, what are you talking about? Man, you guys are just really seeing it back there. I think you see the spots better than the quarterback for the other team.
Every time they throw that ball, I'm just licking my chops, looking to go make a play. So,
Coach, it's a good thing I wasn't back there and he was taking a knee here. Coach, impressive all around the front. You go up and down the lineup, and I think that's what's 2-0 start. 2 weeks, what's impressed me most is that you're getting a lot of contributors.
Yeah, we are. You know, and even on with special teams and stuff, and we talked about that as a team last night. You know, that's a win for everybody. Freshman up. You know, you got to have all those guys that practice every week. You got to put the time and effort in. And guess what? That's a team win, and that's what we want. And you know, you have a lot of guys contributing. We're putting guys in difficult situations, but they're excelling, and that's what it takes to have a successful team.
All right, got the war on 34. Let's get ready to do this.
Yeah, nothing like another rivalry game. So no, it'll be exciting.
Good stuff. Shane, I'm looking forward to next week, and I'm really looking forward to this team continuing to grow. I think this defense is, we know it's legit, and I think you've seen what Centerville did, right? The points they put up. 33 yep. points, and this defense is legit, and I think this offense is just starting to get its toes wet. Well, 20 reps last week, is that all? Unreal. I just couldn't believe it. You know, the efficiency of this offense, I think they had 3 possessions in the first half and a touchdown. 5 possessions the week before and 2 touchdowns.
That's great when you make the most of every possession you have, and, you know, as good as this defense is, it's got to, when they were only up 12, it just felt like they're up a lot more with this defense.
Yeah, it was like a 40-point lead, so it was.
Then you force the other team to do things they don't want to do, and then it just gets uglier for them.
Everything's contagious. We're going to take a timeout. We're coming back. Dan Stocker's going to join us. We're going to get a breakdown of the Cy-Hawk. Why do they call it the Cy-Hawks? They've got it backwards. It's Hawk-Cy. Bill Still will join us, Cyclone Reporter, as well, and get the breakdown of why the Cyclones might win today. But we know it's a Hawkeye State, don't we, Madison?
Absolutely we do. Roll Demon!
We'll be right back after a quick timeout.
Wow! That's the expression most people say when they go into Franklin Street Clothing in Pella, Iowa. You know, Mike is waiting there, and they have 5,000 pairs of Levi jeans, Docker jeans, Levi's that you can't find today. Mike has them all, and your size. Plus, they carry non-bush shoes. They carry clothes for women, for children, right downtown Pella. Open Monday through Friday from 9 to 6, Thursday nights till 8, Saturday 9 to 5. Franklin Street Clothing in downtown Pella.
I'm Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. We're thrilled to announce the recipients of Operation Roundup's 2024 second quarter funds. Abenace County Lord's Cupboard received a $1,500 grant. Circle of Freedom received $4,394 to support the purchase and construction of a storage shed, including the preparation of the land and foundation. Monroe County Fair Board received $3,173 towards purchasing new energy-efficient air conditioning units for the exhibit hall building. To learn more, visit cvrec.com.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process, located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Whether you're setting up for game day or preparing for the holidays, H&S Feed and Country Store has you covered. With the easy-to-use digital controller, it brings a whole new meaning to set it and forget it. You can also adjust your grill from the comfort of your couch by using the Traeger app on your smartphone. So stop in today or give us a call, and we'll get you taken care of. H&S Feed and Country Store, Iowa's best Traeger dealer, is located at 416 Highway 432 on the west side of Oskaloosa.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
You know that theme music. That theme music that just says who's on deck, and everyone knows who, you know, this is the guy that struts around. Shane, you and I used to walk around town with back in the days with we called them the Ghetto Blasters, and we'd be doing, I think Ghostbusters was the song at the time, and Dan Stocker cruises around town in that Camaro of his playing that very song.
Of Ghostbusters?
No. Oh. It's Sexy and I Know It.
Oh, okay.
All right, I think Dan Stocker is in the shadows of Kinnick Stadium. Dan, welcome aboard, buddy.
Hey, good to talk to you guys. I appreciate being called in this morning. Yeah, we're up here at Iowa City, ready for a big game today.
All right, Dan, I called you into the segment because I know you're the town cyclone. Everyone has, you know, that town, you know, that one guy in the town, right? We all dancing. The lone cyclone in the town. I thought we would do this. Shane is decked out in his Hawkeye gear, and I know you're a big Cyclone fan. So I'm going to ask you to tell me why Iowa's going to win today, and then I'm going to have Shane tell us why Iowa State's going to win. And we'll of course, you know, when your theme song is sexy and I know it, then we're going to let you go first.
I appreciate it. It's not hard picking Iowa to win this game. You look at the second half last week, you start to see that new offense coming alive. McNamara getting confidence in his leg again, stepping into his throws, and they get three passing touchdowns to wide receivers, which equals last year's and surpasses the season before that total. So it's very good on the offense. And then defense, Phil Parker's defense. The box is going to be almost impossible to run upon. It's going to be a really tough fight there up front. That defense is always stellar for the Hawkeyes. So both sides of the ball, I think, are really, really going to be tough.
Well, that's a compelling case, Shane. Can you make the same compelling case for Iowa State to win today?
I have the number one reason why Iowa State will probably win today, because I took Iowa. But besides that, as good as McNamara played last week, Iowa State definitely has the better quarterback. They definitely have, I think, a better receiving core. And if Iowa State can score early on the Hawkeyes and make them play a game they don't want to play, I think Iowa State can come out of Kinnick with a win. But I sure hope not.
Dan, I think Shane's on to something. I think Iowa State, if you've looked at Coach Campbell and his approach, I think Iowa State's tried to play more like Iowa football. And I think today the fear, if you're a Hawkeye fan, is that with a little taste of success in that second half and what Iowa State can do with the football throwing it, that Iowa doesn't fall victim to trying to play Cyclone brand of football.
Yeah, I think you see last week, Taylor Mouser, the new offensive coordinator, came out throwing, has confidence in that quarterback and receiving corps for Iowa State. And so I think that that can open it up. Iowa State, historically, under Coach Campbell, has come out to say, we're just going to run the ball. We're just going to tune up the team for the season, always building upon. But last week, you saw that this team maybe could start a little quicker and open up that playbook a little bit more. So we'll see. It's going to be a tough task, though. It's going to be a beautiful day up here. And I know Jason, speaking of pick'ems, I know Jason picked Iowa State. That way you can't lose.
Exactly.
You're happy. Iowa State wins. Instead, I told you so.
You know how I roll, Stalker. You know how I roll. By the way, how's the shadow of Kinnick this morning? I know you're a stone's throw away. Is the crowd a building? And am I going to have any place to park?
It's probably the same places that we've used to kind of park before. But, I'm actually taking right now Carson. I got you on speakerphone. I'm taking him into the bowels there. So we're going to Finkbein, where he's got some buddies he's going to catch up with. And then Julie and I will come along with some of our friends later. And we hope to catch up with you soon, Jason.
I'll appreciate it. Dan Stalker just told us why Iowa's going to win today. And, Dan, I'll do anything to try to get something out of you. And make sure you got the windows down and the volume up when you're playing your theme song, roaming those streets and up and down Melrose.
And I know it, buddy. I know it.
That is my good buddy Dan Stalker, a local Cyclone, whatever he is. But, Shane, how about we come back and talk to Bill Sills and get somebody that really knows something about
Cyclone
football?
He'll really tell us to break it down for us.
When we come back to the Fast Hour already, you're listening to The Coach's Corner.
Since 1916, a lot of independent agents have recommended auto owners insurance, and a lot of parents have taken that recommendation to heart. So have a lot of their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. As we celebrate our first 100 years, Auto Owners Insurance thanks all those who have put their trust in us and all the generations who will.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Pella Regional Health Center is hiring nurses to join our growing perioperative surgery department. Multi-specialty areas include robotics, urology, ENT, orthopedics, and more. We offer competitive wages, great benefits, and sign-on bonuses. Grow your career with tuition assistance and on-the-job training. Join our fantastic team and be part of something different, providing healthcare and healing services with Christian compassion. Apply online at pellahealth.org/careers.
Welcome back into your Coach's Corner, Cy-Hawk weekend. And speaking of Cy, that is our... We're calling him a part of our team because, you know, he's one of us, you know, and he is Dr. Feelgood himself and part of the Cyclone Network here, the KIC listening audience, a bunch of diehard Cyclone fans down here. Bill, buddy, I think Cyclone fans need a little fix and a little Feelgood because a lot of injuries that had kind of bit this team last week.
Yeah, really, especially at the linebacker position, Jason. Appreciate you having me on, by the way. Yeah, a lot of inexperience I think they're going to go into this week's game with. You look at the Caleb Bacon injury first and foremost. Looks like he's going to be out for most of the regular season. We'll see how that plays out. Hearing some reports, Will McLaughlin might be out for the foreseeable future, too. That's the starting Sam linebacker. So those are two of the three starters that we had listed in the week one game, in the depth chart in week one. And then the starting Will, Cooper Ebel, this will be his second career start today. So you kind of contrast that to what Iowa State's going against today. And that's a veteran defense, a veteran offensive line as well. I believe 156 is the number, career starts out of that offensive line. And you know, the linebackers, you kind of saw that inexperience play out a little bit at times last week with the 174 rushing yards for North Dakota. You know, even the defensive line, and they'll be the first to tell you they didn't play well either. So I think Cyclone fans hoping for a big improvement there from week one to week two, and they're going to have to do it with some inexperience there at linebacker.
Coach Shane Holmes here. Iowa State really, I mean, they just really outmatch Iowa with their passing game. Do you think they'll come out passing, or will they stick to the run game to begin with and try to set that up first?
Hey, Coach, yeah, I think that they went out kind of passing to try to set up the run last week, and they got that quick strike touchdown, two plays, 75 yards, and then they had one more drive, and then they end up playing the entire second quarter kind of on the sidelines. So they never really had a chance to kind of show what they wanted to do a whole lot on offense. They only ran 48 plays. So, but yeah, I think certainly with Taylor Mauser, he's shown that he likes to take risks, I think, a little bit more, and we'll see how much of a leash that Matt Campbell affords him to do that against an Iowa defense that is so good in the secondary.
Another good thing about Iowa State this year, you get a lot of returning seniors, and how important is that to a program, especially nowadays with NIL, and what's that say about Campbell and this program?
Well, it's been a developmental program. That's the term that he likes to use. There's a few other coaches out there. Dabo Swinney's one of them, kind of, that likes to have very little movement in the transfer portal. Iowa State had a little bit this offseason, lost a couple of running backs, but I think a lot of those other guys went somewhere they could play. But for the most part, I think the core of this team is back from a year ago. They got out of the gates low, I think, last season just because of that inexperience, but now they roll into this year. And I think that I had read in the preseason this was the second most, as far as experience or snaps, production, what you have it, it's the second most in the country that Iowa State returned this season. So a lot of experience coming back. You know, that's taken a little bit of a hit at linebacker, but I think especially offensively they've got the skill players, I think, to maybe make things interesting today.
Talking about Bill Still, CycloneReport.com. Bill, you know, you take away the rivalry, you take away the trophy, and you just take two teams who've never seen each other before, and you look at this game, and why is it important? What is this is a big of a game if you take all that away?
Yeah, it really is. I think it's a good early barometer if you're Iowa State. You know, they open with an FCS team. They're going to play Iowa, then get a bye week and play Arkansas State. So, really, I think this is the one barometer game that the Cyclones will have here in the early going. They'll have Arkansas State, then they roll right in with Houston and play Houston. So I think this is probably going to be easily their toughest game that they play in September. So I think it's important for Matt Campbell and his staff to kind of see what they have here early on against an Iowa team that's also very veteran.
All right, Bill, I'm about to choke on my own saliva. I'm watching people. We're live from Hardee's this morning. I'm watching people devour their food, and it's having an effect. And so, hey, shake down how this is going to break down for everyone today, and maybe what's an indicator that it's going to be a cyclone state, one of those indicators today that this is going right, it's going to be the Cyclones for the next year.
Well, I think you go if things go right for the Cyclones, I think it's that they have big days out of those offensive skill players. Rocco Beck's got to have a good game. I think in his run so far as a starter, he's been a very good decision maker. I think he sees the field really well, doesn't make a whole lot of mistakes. So against an Iowa defense today on their turf, has got to continue. Jaden Higgins, Jalen Noel, I think those two seniors are primed for big years, so those guys have got to have big games and maybe win some of those matchups against Iowa's defensive backs. And then they got to get Ben Bramer going as well, kind of a byproduct of only running 48 plays last week, as they didn't have one reception to a tight end, and that's it's been forever and a day, I think, since Iowa State's seen that happen. But I think they try to get into the script a little bit more today. Got to get Ben Bramer involved, and then get some semblance of a running game. They really didn't. They really didn't establish that last week. They didn't really have a whole lot of opportunities to with only running those 48 plays. So they got to get some sense of balance there with Abu Sama back in there. He got dinged up a little bit week one. So balance there, big plays. I think they got to take some shots down the field and maybe hit on those and try to hit the over in this one. I thought when that number came out, it couldn't get any lower than what it was. But Iowa State's got to hit the over on that. And then I think maybe some cause for concern. One of the first things I brought up is that linebacker inexperience. Iowa State only, I think it was like a minus 16 in time of possession. Iowa, on the flip side, they were on the plus side of that in a big way. So Iowa State's got to get off the field on third down as well.
Well, unfortunately, we got to get off the radio. Dang it, because I can talk all day with you, Bill. Thanks for stopping by, buddy. You got to check Bill out at CycloneReport.com, and Cyclone fans is where you get your fix. Bill, have a great Saturday, and hope we'll be visiting with you soon.
Sounds good, Jason. Appreciate you having me.
Holmesy, man, you ready for this?
I am ready. One of my favorite days of the year.
A war on 34 next week. Man, good to have football back.
Good football in front of us, too. That's great.
All right, for Shane Holmes, Jacob Briggs, the best producer in all the business, back at the KIC studios. One thing left for all of you to do. Have a great Hy-Vee tailgate. Watch the Hawks and the Cyclones. And, have a great Saturday.